One of the worst pieces of money advice that I hear personal finance gurus shout from the rooftops, online, all over, I can't stand when I hear this advice, is that you shouldn't spend money on coffee every day. And instead, you should take that money that you're spending on coffee and you should go and invest it, and that will make you a millionaire. Okay, so let's dive into why I don't agree with this advice, number one, and why you should instead think about spending money on these experiences that you enjoy without feeling guilty. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. I love coffee. And you know what else I love? I love going into my favorite local coffee shop and ordering my coffee, saying hello to the baristas. My daughter is a barista. Like, I really enjoy this rich experience that I get to start my day. I don't start every day like this, but at least once a week, I go into my favorite coffee shop. I say hello. They smile. I smile. And I get this amazing almond milk latte that has cinnamon. And I appreciate so much this cup of coffee. I love spending my $5 on this cup of coffee. Like, I'm not going to go take that $5 and put it into a mutual fund because I already do that. But regardless, I love this experience with coffee. And I would never tell someone to give up what they love to spend their money on. So here's the deal. You get to decide, how are you going to have the things in your life that you love? And how are you going to make your financial future a priority? You can have both. I know for sure that you can have both. You don't have to give up coffee to become a millionaire. We need to spend money on things that we love. So if coffee is something that you love, I would encourage you, keep spending money on coffee. Keep going to your local favorite coffee shop and ensure that you're doing it with joy and love and an abundant spirit, not a guilty one, not a guilty conscience. That is, don't enjoy coffee with guilt. Just enjoy it with pure love. Now, here's the deal. If you don't like to spend money on coffee, then don't do it. Find whatever vice is yours. So here's one thing for me. Like, I don't like to eat out unless it's an experience. So unless I'm going on a date with my husband, unless I'm going and taking my kids out, like, I just don't like to go out to lunch just to go out to lunch. I don't like to spend money that way. It actually annoys me. And so if I am not prepared ahead of time and I'm forced to eat out at lunch, that's not a good use of my money. Like, I get annoyed at myself for that, where other people could love going out to lunch and spending money on that. So again, do the thing that brings you joy. But if there's something that you're doing that you do feel annoyed or you don't like to spend your money on there, those are the things to cut out to then redirect that money to something that's important for your financial future. That's the money you save for the future. Don't stop spending money on things you love to do something for your financial future. It's not going to last over the long term. It may work over the short term. It's not going to create this fulfilled, happy, abundant life, I promise you. So keep doing what you love to do and find ways to cut back on other things if you need to do that to build your financial nest egg for your financial future. Here's the other part about the coffee. So when I go into that bougie coffee shop, my favorite local coffee shop, and I get that cup of coffee and I walk into my office with that spring in my step and that joyful spirit, I am a much better human being that day with my clients, with my staff. It brings joy to the day. It creates this abundant spirit which again attracts all the things that I want in my life. So having someone tell you to stop doing something that you love is not going to get you to millionaire status. So doing what you love, having the things that you love around you, having a ritual that brings you joy, these are all the things that create this rich life. So if you constantly feel like you have to give things up that you love in order to get a big financial future, to reach millionaire status, to do something down the road, I don't know if I buy into that idea. I want to feel that richness today. I want to feel those little moments of joy, of happiness. The $5 cup of coffee brings me that happiness. And now I can operate in this love and kindness and joy, that knowing that all the other things will take care of themselves. So what's that one thing that you love to spend money on? And do you feel guilty? Or how can you reframe it to not feel guilty? That you can feel totally alive in that experience and that richness. And for me, it's like just smiling at this cup of coffee and it just knowing that it brings me this joy. And also knowing that, yes, this is not impacting my financial future. I'm actually already doing all the things that I need to do to secure my family's financial future. So I'm not worried about that. So I would encourage you, how do you have both? How do you have the cup of coffee that makes you so happy and you know that you're doing all the things that you need to be doing to build that financial future? And here's the deal. It doesn't happen overnight. So one cup of coffee that you forego because you're going to save that money over here, there's other ways to do that. There's other things that you can cut back on that are that annoyance cost for you that then you can put aside to build that strong financial future. You don't have to give up the things that you love to build financial independence. You can have both. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.